Have you ever felt like the useless kid in the room? The one everyone had given up on? Raj Shamani did. Before becoming one of India's most influential young entrepreneurs and content creators with over 1 million followers, Raj was the student scoring 43%, while his cousins earned 90%. He was the teenager who fabricated stories about visiting Dubai when he hadn't even been to Delhi, earning himself school-wide mockery. Yet this same useless kid would go on to speak at the United Nations, build multiple businesses, and write a bestseller that's become required reading in business schools across India. His journey from humiliation to triumph reveals that success isn't about innate talent. It's about discovering your unique strengths and consistently building upon small accomplishments one day at a time. Our education system fundamentally misunderstands how humans learn. While we're all different with unique perceptions, environments, talents, and abilities, schools force everyone to learn the same way. Some students thrive watching educational videos or documentaries. Others absorb knowledge deeply through reading and analysis, and many excel through hands-on experiments and real-world applications. Yet traditional education prioritizes standardized memorization over practical application, turning students into what Raj calls simple printers, mechanically regurgitating information without truly processing or understanding it. This system fails to nurture our natural learning styles and cognitive preferences. Everyone is partially kinesthetic because we all learn best through direct experience and active engagement, yet schools rarely provide immersive learning opportunities. For instance, while teaching physics, students might better understand gravity through experimental demonstrations rather than purely theoretical explanations. Instead of encouraging imagination and fostering natural curiosity, many educational institutions inadvertently silence questions and creative thinking. Raj contrasts this with Israel's approach, where mothers actively encourage intellectual curiosity by asking children, "What was the best question you asked today?" while many Indian children are culturally conditioned to stay quiet and accept information passively. The consequences of this misalignment are profound and far-reaching. Students spend years in a rigid 10+2 system, struggling with concepts that could potentially be mastered in months if they discovered and utilized their optimal learning methods early. For example, a visual learner might grasp complex mathematical concepts through graphical representations in hours, while struggling for weeks with traditional algebraic notation. Schools should help students identify and develop their natural strengths, whether in analytical thinking, creative expression, or practical problem solving, rather than fixating on standardized weaknesses. They should prepare students for life's brutal realities, including financial management, emotional intelligence, and professional challenges, rather than presenting it as a protected fairyland. Real education should mirror real-world experiences, teaching practical skills essential for success. This includes fundamental abilities like effective selling, negotiation techniques, business development, and interpersonal communication. While annual functions and exhibitions provide limited exposure, they pale in comparison to regular, practical engagement with real-world challenges. The ideal school would provide diverse learning environments, from workshops and laboratories to outdoor classrooms and business internships, creating opportunities for immersive, experiential learning rather than relying solely on textbooks and lectures. True education isn't merely about accumulating knowledge, but about developing the ability to apply it effectively in real-world situations, adapt to changing circumstances, and solve complex problems creatively. The journey to success begins with a counterintuitive first step, admitting where you suck. Most people either avoid trying things because they fear failure or stubbornly persist with activities they're terrible at due to false pride. Both approaches block growth and prevent authentic self-development. This resistance often manifests in subtle ways, from avoiding team presentations to making excuses about why certain skills aren't necessary for success. Raj discovered his own weaknesses through trial and error, a process that proved both painful and enlightening. after humiliating public speaking attempts in school where he froze mid-presentation and forgot his carefully prepared speech, he recognized this critical skill needed improvement. His experience mirrors many professionals who discover their limitations in high-stakes situations. You can only discover your limitations by stepping outside your comfort zone and attempting new things. The world offers endless opportunities, but accessing them requires understanding both your strengths and weaknesses with brutal honesty. However, acknowledging weakness is just the beginning. The crucial next step is deciding what to do about it. For essential skills like communication, dedicated practice can transform weakness into strength. Raj committed to Toastmasters for 2 years, gradually building his speaking abilities through structured practice and feedback. For important tasks where sufficient skill development isn't feasible, hiring professionals makes more sense, like Raj using a ghostwriter for his book because he recognized his limitations as a writer. This decision allowed him to focus on his core message while ensuring professional delivery. Equally important is knowing when to quit something that isn't working. Life is too short to remain stuck in activities that don't align with your abilities or goals. This doesn't mean giving up easily, but rather making strategic decisions about where to invest your energy. The growth process requires first acknowledging where you struggle, then either improving through research and practice, or finding someone who can help. For instance, many successful entrepreneurs openly admit to hiring CFOs because they recognize their own limitations with financial management. The key lies in distinguishing between weaknesses worth improving and those better delegated. Essential skills that impact daily performance usually warrant development, while specialized skills might be better outsourced. Don't let pride or fear prevent your progress, because admitting weakness is actually the ultimate demonstration of strength. This self-awareness creates the foundation for authentic growth and sustainable success. Remember that every successful person has areas where they struggle. The difference lies in how they handle these challenges. Some of the most accomplished individuals openly discuss their weaknesses, using them as teaching moments for others. This transparency not only aids personal growth, but also creates an environment where others feel comfortable acknowledging their own limitations. Raj's early life was defined by academic struggle and constant comparison. Born into a family of high achievers, he was branded useless throughout school while scoring just 43% compared to his cousin's 90%. This rejection drove him to desperately search for his identity and worth elsewhere. His journey became a frantic exploration of potential careers: basketball, football, table tennis, rapping, guitar, DJing, financial trading, with each attempt ending in failure or disinterest. His efforts to be cool included memorizing English songs to impress classmates, though nothing stuck. By the end of 11th grade, he had returned to being labeled the lazy kid again. This period of trial and error, though seemingly unproductive, served a crucial purpose. It taught Raj the importance of exploration, trying many different things to discover your natural strengths and interests. Rather than viewing these failures as wasted time, they were necessary steps towards self-discovery. The turning point came after two significant events. First, Raj fabricated elaborate stories about visiting Dubai to gain social status, only to be exposed by his cousin. The resulting humiliation made him the school joke, with mocking Facebook posts, "Like for Raj, comment for Dubai," and even teachers joining the ridicule. During this dark period when he contemplated suicide, his father suffered a diabetic attack that was initially feared fatal. Seeing his father in the hospital saying, "I know you will take care of your mom and brother," gave Raj a profound wake-up call. Though his father recovered, this crisis transformed Raj's perspective. He abandoned his lazy ways and became determined to gain respect through achievement. His journey began with a simple Google search, "How to Get Rich," which led him to Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. Though he never finished the book, it introduced him to Andrew Carnegie, sparking further research. This desperate search for direction became his turning point, teaching him to keep exploring without restriction, and showing how life's lowest moments can lead to growth with just one positive step. Raj's entrepreneurial journey began with a simple observation. Liquid dishwashing products were trending, but they were expensive. After discovering this market opportunity, he started experimenting at home with his father's guidance. Despite lacking formal chemistry knowledge or R&D facilities, they persisted through 86 failed formulations before creating a viable product on the 87th attempt. Their breakthrough product could be manufactured for just 45 RI per 500 ml bottle, while competitors Vim and Pril sold the same quantity for 110 RI. This aligned perfectly with Raj's business criteria. It followed the liquid products trend, targeted housewives, primary decision makers, and offered shopkeepers good margins. To differentiate his product and appeal to children too, Raj added fruit pulp and sweet lime aroma. Concerned about safety, Raj leveraged what he calls student power, the ability to persistently ask for help. Through LinkedIn, he connected with an FMCG consultant who validated his formula for 20% of his capital, $2,000. With his remaining $8,000, he produced 200 to 250 bottles and began distributing free samples to college friends. This sampling strategy proved brilliant. For every 5 samples given, he received at least 3 reorders. This allowed him to sell in bulk and establish his reputation as his college's dishwash king. The experience taught him several crucial business lessons. First, when you have nothing, no experience, connections, or money, you still possess the power to ask repeatedly until you get a yes. Second, market observation reveals opportunities that others miss. Third, differentiation doesn't require revolutionary innovation. Sometimes adding a unique twist to an existing product is enough. Finally, strategic sampling can generate word-of-mouth marketing that drives initial sales. This early success laid the foundation for Raj's entrepreneurial mindset. Identify market gaps, create solutions with unique value propositions, leverage whatever resources you have, including the willingness to ask for help, and find creative ways to reach your first customers. The fear of looking stupid stands as one of the most powerful barriers preventing people from reaching their full potential. After experiencing humiliating moments in school where classmates mocked his stutter and accent, Raj completely avoided public speaking for years until a mandatory college presentation forced him to face this fear. This paralyzing anxiety stems from our deep-seated conditioning to seek external validation rather than developing self-trust. We unconsciously hand over the keys to our self-worth to others, allowing their judgments to dictate our choices and limit our possibilities. Throughout history, the greatest innovators and changemakers consistently faced ridicule before achieving breakthrough success. Thomas Edison endured widespread mockery during his 1,000 failed attempts to create the light bulb, with newspapers calling him Edison the Failure. The Wright brothers were labeled delusional dreamers, with leading scientists declaring human flight impossible. Even Einstein was dismissed as a poor student whose theories were mere fantasy. Yet these pioneers persisted because their internal conviction outweighed external criticism. Our personal insecurities manifest in numerous subtle ways that sabotage success. We stay quiet in meetings despite having valuable insights, avoid learning new skills for fear of initial incompetence, and abandon creative projects when faced with early criticism. As Michelle Obama powerfully stated, "Walk through the door of opportunity. Don't shut yourself out because you don't think you deserve it." She emphasizes that growth requires embracing discomfort and potential embarrassment. When dealing with negative people who question your abilities, the best strategy isn't just to walk away. It's to run toward your goals with even greater determination. True victory emerges when you develop immunity to others' opinions and overcome your internal fears. This doesn't mean becoming arrogant or dismissing constructive feedback, but rather cultivating the quiet confidence to pursue your vision despite potential judgment. Studies show that the most successful people aren't necessarily the most naturally talented. They're the ones willing to look foolish while learning, to fail publicly while growing, and to persist while others quit. They understand that temporary embarrassment is a small price for long-term achievement. Raj's personal transformation from a teenager paralyzed by humiliation to a confident entrepreneur and speaker occurred when he finally stopped letting the fear of looking stupid dictate his choices. He began taking small risks daily, speaking up in meetings, trying new activities, sharing early versions of his ideas. Each time he survived looking stupid, his resilience grew stronger. He discovered that most people were too focused on their own insecurities to judge him harshly, and those who did judge rarely mattered in the long run. This gradual exposure therapy built the authentic confidence that now characterizes his public presence and success. The key lies in reframing looking stupid as a necessary step toward mastery rather than a permanent state of being. Every expert was once a beginner who looked foolish. Every successful person has a collection of embarrassing moments, and every innovation started as someone's crazy idea. By embracing this reality, we free ourselves to take the risks necessary for extraordinary achievement. Contrary to popular advice about goal setting, Raj suggests focusing on daily habits instead of obsessing over outcomes. Using driving as an analogy, he explains that knowing traffic rules isn't enough. You need a clear path to your destination. For years, Raj fixated on outcomes like scoring well in exams without mapping how to achieve them. He eventually realized that tracking and improving his habits was the key to success. While others say strive toward your goals, Raj says strive toward your journey. Goals are affected by factors beyond our control, but habits are something we can train our brains to adjust to. Otherwise, overthinking leads to demotivation and negative thoughts. The solution is to set goals, but focus more on implementing systems and processes that move you consistently in the right direction. This approach aligns with what author James Clear calls atomic habits, small, consistent actions that compound over time. By shifting focus from the desired outcome to the daily process, you create sustainable change rather than short-lived motivation. When you build systems that automatically move you toward your goals, success becomes inevitable rather than occasional. Raj applies this philosophy to content creation, business development, and personal growth. Rather than obsessing about subscriber counts or revenue targets, he focuses on consistent creation schedules, continuous skill improvement, and daily learning habits. This systems-based approach has allowed him to build multiple income streams and a million-strong following without burning out or becoming discouraged when specific goals take longer than expected. The beauty of this approach is that it works regardless of your starting point or circumstances. Anyone can build better systems and habits one small improvement at a time. Success then becomes not a matter of if, but when, as your systems consistently move you in the right direction day after day. Rather than developing many different skills, Raj recommends becoming an expert in one thing and leveraging it to create multiple income streams. At 25, he's built 7 revenue sources from his core expertise in digital marketing and content creation. 1. Consultancy. Raj started by becoming an expert in Google and Facebook ads at 17. His first client was a car dealership where he demonstrated how to achieve better marketing results at half their budget. This work now requires just 1 hour weekly but provides steady income. 2. Public speaking. He leveraged his marketing expertise into speaking engagements, initially offering free talks at colleges about earning through digital marketing. After delivering about 100 free speeches, his reputation grew until schools began paying him. 3. Brand deals. After posting his speeches on social media for 2 years, he reached 150,000 followers. This audience attracted brands willing to pay him to promote their products while delivering his usual content. 4. Affiliate marketing. With 1 million followers, Raj began including purchase links in his videos. When viewers buy through these links, he earns commissions without the buyer paying extra. 5. Online courses. After mastering public speaking, social media growth, and business mindsets, he created courses teaching these skills. He priced his speaking course at $500, making it accessible while generating income. 6. Book publishing. Course attendees wanted more in-depth knowledge, so he signed with Penguin Random House. He received an advance payment and earns ongoing royalties with each book sale. 7. Content creation business. His newest venture provides comprehensive services to aspiring creators, offering video editors, script writers, content ideas, upload management, and performance analysis. This approach demonstrates how a single area of expertise can be monetized through multiple channels. Rather than becoming a jack of all trades, Raj focused on becoming exceptionally good at one thing, then found different ways to package and deliver that expertise to different audiences with different needs. The key is understanding various business models and applying your core skill where it fits best to generate diverse income streams. Personal branding isn't about packaging yourself into something marketable. It's about revealing your authentic self. While traditional branding packages products, personal branding requires unpackaging yourself completely. This means sharing not just successes, but vulnerabilities, doubts, and learning moments. By exposing how you genuinely live, work, and think, people connect with you on a deeper level, seeing themselves in your journey and recognizing shared experiences. Raj's success stems from being what he calls the most average young adult in India. Middle-class family, average city, typical teenage dreams. This relatability allows millions to see themselves in his story. He openly shares his morning routines, study habits, and career decisions, including the uncertainties and missteps along the way. His content resonates because it comes from lived experience rather than theoretical knowledge. You don't need exceptional intelligence to succeed. You need authenticity and consistency in being relatable while staying true to yourself. This authenticity eliminates the need to present yourself differently to different audiences. When you're genuinely yourself, you attract people who resonate with your true nature. For instance, Raj maintains the same voice whether speaking to college students or corporate executives, sharing personal stories of failure and growth that transcend demographic boundaries. This creates a more sustainable brand and deeper connections than trying to be what you think others want. Creating impactful content requires balancing this authenticity with data-driven decisions. Raj only creates content that would have improved his own life by at least 1% if he'd consumed it earlier. This self-referential filter ensures his content remains genuine and valuable. When faced with challenges, he doesn't isolate himself, but recognizes he's one among billions facing similar struggles. Whether dealing with career uncertainty, financial pressure, or personal growth, he transforms these universal experiences into relatable solutions that serve many people simultaneously. The secret to reaching masses isn't intelligence, but relatability. By sharing your genuine journey, including struggles, failures, and lessons learned, you create a personal brand that resonates authentically with others on similar paths. This might mean discussing failed business ventures, rejected job applications, or moments of self-doubt. Each vulnerable share strengthens the connection with your audience. This approach builds trust, which becomes your most valuable asset in an age of information overload and skepticism. Maintaining authenticity also means evolving publicly. As your views and understanding change, sharing this growth journey helps others navigate their own transformations. It's about being transparent with your learning process, acknowledging when you've changed your mind, and bringing your audience along on your journey of personal and professional development. Creators must continuously reinvent themselves or risk losing their audience. Raj approaches content creation with business principles, constantly searching for product-market fit and experimenting until finding what resonates. When Instagram Reels launched after TikTok's ban in India, he tested various formats until discovering his niche in simplified business news. To maintain his edge, Raj developed systems, reading news while in the bathroom, creating content immediately, and using the rest of his day to experiment with new formats. When competitors emerged, he pivoted repeatedly, from public speaking to angry shouting to rap to conversational content. He built his moat, competitive advantage, through breaking down complex topics simply, established brand elements like his whiteboard setup and signature doom sound effect, and created a clear vision, being your daily reminder of what you already know you should do. This combination of vision, guidelines, pivoting, moat building, and branding makes him difficult to beat. Rather than seeing competition as a roadblock, Raj uses the Circles of Life mental model to eliminate most competitors. Imagine the world as a circle, with smaller circles representing different fields. First, identify your interests, like his fascination with startups and business websites, which eliminates your first set of competitors. Next, determine your strengths, even simple ones like being observant or a good listener. This combination guides your career path, further narrowing your competition. To reduce competition even more, become highly specific, like how he differentiated his Figuring Out podcast by interviewing 100 unicorn founders. Successful creators all eliminated competition by finding their unique combination of interests, strengths, platform, medium, language, and style. The more specific you can get with your strengths and interests, the more you can eliminate competition. This isn't about avoiding competition entirely, but rather finding your unique space where you can thrive based on your authentic combination of skills, interests, and style, creating a category where you're the natural leader rather than just another participant in a crowded field.